What's up? We're live.
All right, we are back. Channel 9 live at PDC. And I'm Dan Fernandez. And who do we have with us from our earlier keynote?
Jeff, you have Jeff?
Yes.
I'm unimportant.
I'm Loic Kummer, and I represent Sismic, which we presented this morning. It's one of the most popular Twitter applications. We got 3 million downloads in the last 6 months of our application, and we just announced today that we're shipping Sismic for Windows, entirely .NET and Windows application, which we rewrote entirely. So that's kind of big news, at least for us.
Awesome, awesome. And we are taking questions at CH9Live if you have questions. Since we are talking about a Twitter application, so you switched from Air.
He's now a PC.
Are you a PC? So what is? Tell us about the switch and why a Windows-only client.
So, first it was much easier as we thought. Our team is very happy about it. We have now a full Windows dedicated team. You have a KickAss BizSpark program. I just want to make that clear. It's all free. It's all cool. Mm-hmm. That's very good. And then the trigger for us was really that we wanted to create a platform on top of a platform, Twitter being a platform. But we have hundreds of developers who email us that they want to integrate their services into Sismic. And so we need to provide a plugin architecture because we have too small of a team to integrate everyone. So it could be TweetMeme, for example, which is very cool. It tells you how CH9 Live is spreading, how many retweets, who's retweeting, how it's becoming viral. And it could be a local social software in Germany. It could be, so all of those services we can't integrate. So we needed a plugin architecture to answer your question. We could not do that easily on Air. Yeah, that's there are many other reasons, but that the main one is that Windows is secure and is really designed and helping for a plugin architecture.
What about performance? I mean, I use a lot of different Twitter clients, and so forth. And tell me a little bit about what happened with as developing on Windows, as opposed to your previous experience with Air.
Well, it's very, very easy and nice to use. I have it here, and we'll have to take those questions, obviously. But it's very smooth. It's very light. You can when you just opening the app makes a difference already. It opens really fast. You can feel you're on a native, environment. And there are things which we do, which we simply couldn't do, have the UI looks, how the fonts are rendered, how the Windows glass, which is beautiful, is there. We can drag and drop users from one user to a list. If you're just scrolling, it's really smooth and fluid.
When I watched this morning, just the panel changes, you're just going from boom, 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 back and forth, and the way that was shifting from panel to left to right, that was awesome.
Yeah, like that, huh?
And that's just there was no refresh, and lag and display. I mean, it was awesome. and it was just gorgeous for that, too.
This is a netbook, which I use it purposely on that type of PC, which is very $300, uh-huh. and very low in terms of CPU. It's not a powerful one, so mm-hmm. Seeing it running so fast on this one is really reassuring. But we have yet to see it in shipped in used by hundreds of thousands of people.
And one of the questions we're getting from Twitter, this is LF Dallas asking the question. It's how much longer do I have to wait to get an email from Sismic? So I did the sign up, and I got an email from you, which was very nice, but it didn't include a download link. So when can people actually get their hands? When are you looking to do an alpha?
In the next hours. We're really polishing, basically.
Okay.
So in the next hours. Yeah, we want to make sure that what we send is not... So it's going to be a preview. I've been using it for 10 days, so it's fully operational on Twitter, but we want to be really careful. So we're the team is just polishing a few hours.
I said today. You're a small team. Your team is it was last night we were backstage.
500 people.
And 500. and so backstage you guys are there and your whole team's there getting everything together.
They're coding right now.
I know. So
not finishing the app obviously, but we're polishing. We want to make sure. So we said today, and you know how it is. It's you have to the startup life.
Right.
But yeah, we really wanted to be in that launch. For us, it was kick-ass. I mean, being opening keynote, first demo, first 15 minutes with Ray Ozzie was something. And I have to say, I've really pushed the team really hard. Uh-huh. And so like, please, like, you know, give us a few hours. It's coming. It's really nice. And hey, everybody does this all the time, right? You have to announce for a date, and so we did that. Some people are asking, why did you announce if you didn't have it? Well, that's easy. We had this, you know, great platform and opportunity with Microsoft today.
Let's talk a little bit about one thing that I'm kind of curious about. You're down in the Valley, you're a startup, partnering and working with Microsoft. You know, what's that been like, you know, from it? Just talk about the different programs, because a lot of people will say, geez, I don't even know how to start. You mentioned something called BizSpark.
Yep.
What was that?
Oh, and really, how are we to work with? All right, give us the straight deal.
You're way cooler than I thought.
And this is not an infomercial. You know.
Well, this is why I said, you know, you got to let us know our flaws if we're, you know, if we're not calling you back, if, you know, if we're being responsive to your needs.
No, well, look, we have Niklas here. He's my personal assistant here. You can't see on the camera, but I'm actually escorted most of the time here and reminded that I should go there and do this. And it's a real pleasure to work with you. And so BizSpark is a program for startups, mm-hmm. that one of the person behind is Julien Codorniou. And basically, Microsoft gives you the tools for free, the development tools. And that's like a... Just that is very interesting. And then basically we want to optimize the app, so we are in constant touch mm-hmm. With a few evangelists, namely Jaime Rodriguez, who is helping us constantly to, you know, just optimize and make the app a better experience. So we're cutting it, but we are really enjoying the support we're getting from you guys.
Excellent.
You do a lot of marketing. I think interesting, talk to non-technical, nothing about this, but you do really interesting marketing. Your insider groups. Why don't you talk a little bit about your approach to getting, a lot of people out here watching this are software developers, they're making products. Talk a little bit about how you get the word out and let people know. How do you evangelize your product? How do you get the word out about it?
So I have no PR agency. Not that I don't like them, but I have a presentation that says PR and marketing sucks. Mm-hmm. And I really think it's the case. So basically what I'm trying to do is to just listen to the community a lot. So we're getting, we have this Team Sismic thing, which is
I'm a member.
Thank you. 60,000 people.
Wow.
Are really, you know, there's a book I actually advise anyone to read, is Tribes from Seth Godin.
Yes, of course.
There is also Trust Agents by Chris Brogan, and I'll stop here. But basically what they say is kind of the same, is that you need 1,000 fans of whatever you do. Mm-hmm. Here is fans of Sismic, of the apps. And they help us. We actually have more than 1,000. But we really listen to them on a permanent basis. We read the Twitter search. We respond. If you say Sismic sucks, we'll respond. If you ask a question, we'll respond. If you say Sismic rocks, we'll also respond. But
sure.
Basically, we're trying to do that 24 hours a day.
Yep.
And that's, for me, the best marketing ever, mm-hmm. is to listen to a community and to respond and to answer, to help people. We're trying to help all day long. That's the best one. And then, yeah, well, I show up at events when I'm invited.
And the nice thing about the things that you do is they see people behind your software. They see that it's Loic behind this making this happen. And when you put a human behind it, I think it makes it a lot more approachable.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's much more than Loic, of course. We have a development team. But I try to be as accessible as possible and answering as many questions as we can. And I think it's the way to go.
So let's go over here to Twitter here. Do you want to take this one down?
Yeah, sure. Undertaker-er, how about Sismic for Winmo? So we announced the three screens in a cloud.
Yes.
People saw Silverlight by Winmo, and they started to chatter. So have you all looked at Windows Mobile solution for Sismic?
Not yet. We have a prototype on Silverlight that I've demoed this morning, mm-hmm. which is also running here. We are really hoping that you guys are going to announce a lot of news around mobile and Silverlight, that we can use our code to port them. When is it coming?
I don't know.
Android?
iPhone? I don't know.
iPhone?
Android? Beep!
I'm looking forward to it too. I think everyone is.
Yeah, that I described to be a nightmare this morning. Yeah. Clearly, as a developer, small team, you know, I'm not going to cry either, but like basically it's really tough if you need to do an iPhone version, an Android version, and Windows Mobile version. You need to do a BlackBerry version, and then a Windows native, and then a Mac native, and then you die.
Well, you could just do a Winmo. Forget the other ones.
Sure, great, so. Exactly.
Let's go to another question here. And I'm a big fan of this because I'm actually putting one in my kitchen. Is a nice multi-pot touch thing. Will your app work with multi-touch and pan scrolling?
Yes.
Really?
It will. Yeah, and I want that table that you have where you flip through on it. And I think it's actually very, very adapted to tweets, because the tweets you can consume as managing a community, managing, listening to your community and you know, dealing with your feed, or you could do it as a just a pleasure, getting the news. And I think for getting the news, just touch is really cool.
I want that Tom Cruise moment where I can go in, I can follow the tweets, and I can go like this, move those ones over there. You need that screensaver with the multi-touch. Come on.
I know you like Chris Screensaver. You've done a great
one. I'm asking now three times? No, just, yeah.
No, we have, so this is only a beginning. Yeah. We have a dedicated team for our Windows, and we have much more coming. But like we're shipping this one today. You see where, like, but this is, you'll see. You should be happy very soon.
So Team Seismic, if I want to really get in and just get more builds and so forth of this Windows, I should go join the Team Seismic.
Yes.
How do you do that? How should I go do that?
You go to seismic.com and you just sign up with your name and email. We don't spam. You can unsubscribe at any time. We don't give your name or email to anyone else. And the purpose of this is to get connected to the community. And so we're emailing like once a week, generally with a build that is not available anywhere else. Awesome. Sometimes with broken builds, which is fine because, you know, we get feedback. I was like, one day we emailed to 60,000 people a build which has a which had a problem, like a bug in it, and which is what we're trying to not do today. Yeah. But we
would never do that.
Like yeah, never.
We would never.
Right. But we knew in minutes. You see, that's the beauty of listening on Twitter like this, is in minutes you know you have got a problem. You don't even need, you know, the email backs. So that's why we do this. We have two circles. We have one which is about 1,000 people on teamseismic.com, which is an ink site with, you know, there is a forum, a community there. And then there is the larger one which is just quote-unquote an email list. And it depends on how addicted you are. You can join those, and we'll keep you in touch and listen. We're getting hundreds of emails a day. We're getting a lot about feedback, so we also have feedback.seismic.com, where if you go, you can vote for the features you want us to build.
Right.
For every single product, and we pay a lot of attention. This is really not, you know, like just showing off that we listen. We actually build those things.
So let's actually talk about, you mentioned some of the extensibility, and one of the key reasons that you're actually moving to native is to do extensibility, and certainly you've seen other groups or Twitter doing the platform play, if you will, by using extensibility and building apps like Seismic, and letting third parties build apps like Seismic. Are you working with other development companies or, say, the Rockus of the world to build an extension to Seismic, or have you started reaching out, or has the community taken on? Because a lot of those times where they're asking for a feature from you, you can say, well, you go ahead and develop it now.
Exactly, and that's the goal. We have already started that process, actually, on Seismic Web. We have a web version of Seismic, which we launched in July and has grown at about 30% a month, so very popular. And that already integrates two partners. One is Mr. Tweet, which lets you have know more about, like, so if you want to know more about Jeff, you could
at Jeff Sand.
At Jeff Sand, very important.
Got to build the followers.
You have to build it. so you can
just
know.
Just gained three followers. That's
three
amazing.
Followers.
That
Jeff
was my
Sand.
Mom. That was my dad and my daughter.
How do you spell it, Jeff Sand?
JeffSand.
And I'm hearing people are unfriending you right now as we speak.
That's right. And so I don't even know what I was saying. Yeah, Mr. Tweet. So you get more information basically on how often you tweet, you know, and statistic. Another one is TweetMeme, which you go on Seismic Web, and we get integrated previews coming from TweetMeme. So like pictures, you get how many times a tweet has been retweeted, and so that's like two examples which we're porting obviously on Seismic for Windows, but we'll have many more of those. And well, you guys watching us, I hope you create your own plugin soon.
Yep. Yeah, I think we've actually seen some pretty interesting ones for Windows Home Server, where your home server can tweet your status. I know we had worked on a Tweetcraft, which was how to be able to send tweets directly from World of Warcraft.
I have a weighing machine, a scale.
Yeah.
I have a scale, which is it's called Y-Things. Uh-huh. And so it's a scale. It looks like a normal scale. And that scale, you step on it. and it sends your weight directly to Twitter.
And, I'm getting some off-camera directions. I wasn't sitting properly.
Oh, yeah?
They're doing it subtly. I wasn't sitting like this. I'm not supposed to.
I'm going to put you on that scale.
Okay, there we go.
You should be careful.
Yeah, okay.
And so your weight is then streamed on Twitter, if you want to, and Facebook, and you can see a graph on how fat you get.
Is that really what
how fat you get? You're just so positive. You could be how much weight you lost, but no, how much fat you get.
But I think devices will post more and more updates.
Yeah, you're seeing sort of like the implicit versus explicit. Like, you know, I weigh myself, my house tweets to me, you know, I now know, you know, I get a tweet pick when my house is broken into, yep. You know, those wonderful things.
So what's the
we do have a comment, by the way.
This is really interesting. Encartis, is this your mom or something? Because it says, Loic, you rock on the Channel 9 stage.
I don't know that guy.
He's like, I don't know that guy.
So, one little bit to close. You're a startup. This has been a really interesting year for and difficult time for a lot of startups. I know that you, I read some really interesting posts for you that you took some things very seriously about your business and making priorities. Just really kind of quickly talk about how you've been operating your business and making the decisions that you've been making over the last year during the current times.
Well, first, I try to be as transparent as possible. So, like, if you start, you know, like, I'm trying to answer myself a lot about the company itself. And frankly, everything is basically out. You know, you have nothing to hide. And when things go, you know, not as you expected, or that don't grow as early as we thought. Like, we had a video service, which is still there on sysmin.tv. But a mistake you can make as an entrepreneur is to launch things too early. Mm-hmm. And I believe we're ahead of the curve here. And we decided to focus on Twitter because it's growing so fast. Mm-hmm. And I was very transparent on that, and that went pretty well.
That's great.
All right, we got some.
Hey, Chrissy.
We got some questions here.
This is a real tweet.
Hi, Chrissy at Loic. How about a shout out to the original Seismic video community? We're so proud of Seismic, even though it's changed.
Thank you, Chrissy. So I was just talking about that. See, I could feel it was Chrissy coming.
Yeah.
You know, it was really neat though, the way that it was interesting to try new things. You know, I heard this video thing.
Don't,
I kind of like it.
Don't talk about the past. It's Seismic.tv. It's still there right now.
But it's great from a commenting perspective to do the video comments across the web. It's still out there as a product. LF Dallas, no relation to me. No, not my mom, not my brother, but just started following at Jeff Sand. Don't let them get you down, Jeff. You rock. Really happy. Thank you for coming out. Sorry, that was over 140 characters.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Now, you use Twitter quite a bit. How many followers do you have on Twitter?
35,000, something like that.
That's crazy. So
I don't know about the number of followers being that important, honestly.
No.
Just follow me at LOIC, but it's not that important because
who's the coolest person following you? Have you looked at your list and like, yeah, that's right. That's
no,
P.
there are
Diddy.
Some of
P.
them.
Diddy's following me.
Coolest, I don't know, but I'm very proud to, and I really feel like crap when I post really bad stuff, knowing that some people like Pierre Omidyar follow me, so the founder of eBay, for example, who is also one of our investors, mm-hmm. and sometimes I get reminded, you know, like, you see what I mean, like, it's like, you post something really stupid, and you're like, oh, yeah, I mean, somebody like Pierre Omidyar follows you, you don't want to, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I'm really, but I don't think the number matters that much. Like, you can have someone like a million. My friend Matthias Lufkens is behind the World Economic Forum, the Davos Twitter name, which has 1 million and something followers because they were featured. And what he's saying is that because the difference between followers that you have earned because you tweet cool things or interesting things compared to the ones that you got featured from, for example, I wasn't featured, but and I don't mind, is very different. Like, it doesn't get the same, you know, like, interaction, basically, because they're like bots, some of them.
It's not about the people that follow you, it's the people that who you follow, because it's about what you go learn and what you go find out in those relationships.
See, I think that, you know, it's kind of cool to have some of the well-known people on the internet say, hey, you know what, you're important enough to that I'm going to follow you.
Here's an interesting question for you. Look, how easy was it to reuse the .NET WPF code of your Seismic for Windows app to build your Silverlight demo?
2 weeks.
No, tell them the truth.
2 weeks.
Really?
But it's a prototype. But okay. We the beauty of
and that's to convert the WPF app to Silverlight.
Exactly. The code we've done for the Windows app is basically pretty much the same for Silverlight. Cool. So it's more like tweaking, and they've done that in 2 weeks. It's a prototype, obviously. It's not shippable, mm-hmm. but it's very, very similar. So we're very excited about that, and basically we answer 80% of our users' needs with Sysmic for Windows, being, I think, very pure, very nice. We're gonna ship it.
See your devs back over there. So you know, it's really
and
great.
They're very
I
nervous.
Don't see them coding, so that's reassuring.
They're live? No. ISIE.
Just sign into Sysmic.
Can already tell that this is gonna be good.
Good. Thank you, Asimer.
So you know, it's one thing that's really interesting about what you do and with your product that in talking to you, I think is neat is we're all suffering from information overload right now.
Yep.
I have my Facebook, I have my Twitter, I have all of these different services, and I think what's really powerful about Sysmic is the fact that it's not just a Twitter client, that it's many different things that are coming, and you're helping manage that information. Okay, crystal ball, I'm going to put you in the place. A couple of years from now, take me about how you think your software is going to evolve to help handle as we get more and more information.
Are you going to be able to do the same thing for, you know, getting the most important Outlook emails and no. having intelligence for...
Oh, no.
No.
No email.
Where do you want to? Tell me where you want to head.
So I mean, it's
where
actually
is the future.
I'm actually teasing you, but it's actually a really good question because I have wondered myself a lot and talked with the team whether we should mix that with emails or not. Mm-hmm. And I think my answer is no. Some of our startups are mixing it completely, mm-hmm. or some like if you go to Yahoo, you have Yahoo Meme, mm-hmm. and you can tweet there, right?
Right.
And I don't think it's mixed very well unless it's like casual, but I like it separate myself. I don't think it's exactly the same. What I think is happening is the growth and the rise of status update.
Yeah.
It's not really about Twitter. Twitter has been the first one, will remain the main one, but I think it's all about giving an update of what you're doing, and we will be many, many, many more in the world to do that. We're still kind of geeks doing that, but it's much simpler than blogging. Blogging, you know, or you know, it takes a scobble to do those like videos, mm-hmm. or you know, it takes a real blogger to write like 2-page posts. And Twittering, sending a status update is like one sentence. My mother can do it. She can do it from a phone with a text message in Africa if she needs.
It's been a great thing because if I was there in those early days of blogging along with Robert and everyone, and you think about back then what it meant to blog and write and that level of sharing, there was a lot of people doing. What you're seeing now is the people that are left blogging are the people that truly want to be blogging.
Yep.
And what Twitter and so forth has done is made it so that lots of people can share. I think what's going to be interesting over time is you see as things kind of level out in what way and what do people go off and who starts really writing again and who starts, you know, doing the sharing and so forth.
I think what's going to be very interesting is that there will be those status updates will be everywhere.
Yeah.
And so where we want to play a role in is to bridge the, I think we love that we're updating all those places.
Yeah.
So we want to be a bridge and, you know, help you post to different places and also gather all the feedback, and I really believe masses of people will start doing that. I cannot buy something, for example, without asking my community first.
Mm-hmm. And what do you think about location? So certainly Twitter said there's location. You had mentioned, you know, some things for Windows having location APIs, and we're certainly seeing a lot of, especially at a conference where it's, hey, I'm at this bar, and everybody should be here. Where do you see sort of the future of location in Twitter and how Sysmic plays?
So one of the most popular status updates is location. It's where I am now. And I think it will get automated. That's what we really like on Windows, is that there is a sensor, basically, that we can use with your approval, obviously, that we can post your position to Twitter. And we don't have to code this as a developer. So it's already built in Windows, so yes. That's very cool for us. But I think it's going to be very big because it creates new kind of uses we had not thought about. I don't know if you do that on your phone, but sometimes I use Google Latitude, sometimes only. Yeah,
Google?
Sometimes only. But on the phone, it's really cool because it puts the you know, your friends on the map.
Yep.
And that, if you're local, like we were on the weekend in the same city with a few friends, you know where they are In real time. And I like that. I think it's going to go out of one service, and you can see Foursquare growing that much as well.
I've been playing with Foursquare quite a bit. I'm the mayor of the Arby's near my work. I think when you marry my fast food addiction lately with the tweeting of my scale, I think there's something in there with that. But all of these services and all of these data coming together is a really interesting thing.
I think it's scary though too.
Yes.
Like I don't like when people put on Foursquare my house without telling me.
Are you the mayor of your house or somebody else?
I am not. It's not. It doesn't exist on Foursquare. I don't want it to exist on Foursquare. But you know, that's the kind of like negative part is we have. It's not because you have the tools to do it, but you should be, you know, a jerk and post everything. So I think we'll have to self-moderate ourselves a little bit, even though the tools are here.
Everything with balance and moderation.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think the other thing is the signal from noise is to me one of the most important parts. Like, I want to know if it's one of my good friends happens to be in, you know, Pike Place Market or the same restaurant, or they're going to be there, that you can actually have that information. I don't care about all of the people on Twitter, just, you know, these select people, and how do you, you know, get the signal to noise, if you will.
That's great.
So I think we're just about wrapping up.
No, it says...
Okay, 2 minutes.
A couple more minutes? Okay.
So we have no questions coming in. I have a question for you. This whole Twitter thing and so forth like that, you know, talk to us back about when did you send your first tweet?
Wow. 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I remember. I'm not sure about the very first. I'm sure, but I actually remember one which was... probably one of the very first ones. I was talking to Katharina Fake, the founder of Flickr, and on Twitter. And I posted that I was going to the bathroom. Okay. And like going to the bathroom. Because
were
that was
you the first person that went to the bathroom on Twitter?
No, but I have no idea. But I
you
was
won't
really
be the last.
That was really stupid. But at the beginning, I was trying to find the purpose, like many people. And it's like, what are you doing now? So it was what I was doing now. And I remember Katharina first unfollowing me and then like saying, look, you're lame. So
wow.
I learned the hard way that you might not want to post everything there.
What about Twitter lists? You know, that's been a really hot the way that it's been coming on, and it's actually made it really interesting for me to follow things. What do you talk a little about Twitter lists?
I think lists help you filter your information in a way which is very useful. So, like, you can follow your partners, you can follow your investors, your competition, your friends. You can filter it, and we were the first to launch it on Sismic Web and now on desktops as well. So. Just to help you, and I think this will be very, very big because it's very difficult to follow everyone. Who is the coolest employee in my staff?
Mickey Ben.
They're all cool.
Tell us more about all your staff. Who is the coolest? They're all cool.
So we are out of time, so this will be the last question. Just all right, now pick your favorite.
It's Mickey and Ben. I think this is my office talking to me right now.
Very nice.
Well, so I think you have your official. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, thanks for coming on here for us.
Thanks very much, Jeff.
Yeah, this was great.
I appreciate it. And yeah, you can follow at Jeff San. So
and we will be waiting hours. Are you going to be tweeting when the app goes live?
You can trust me, I will do that. Give us a few hours. It's coming. Thank you so much.
Excellent. Guys.
And follow at Loic and at CH9 and at Daniel.
Daniel FE.
There we go.
Thank you
very much.
Thanks.